you like good music? Oh yeah. This is Culture Shake Radio. Putting reality back in the mix. Culture Shake Radio.
So Paul, close your eyes and see me go old. Feels the chase of breeze hold gold. Your eyes up to the trees. Have you ever seen the sun jumping into a stream? It's really something to see.
Episode of Culture Shake. This is Karen McDonald, your host, and this week we have a couple of songs and we also have an interview with the Edmonton folk group 100 Mile House. So we opened the show with a song from Will, and the song is called Rome, that you may recognize from one of the Travel Alberta commercials. And the song is from Will's album El Paso. I have to say, I just love this song and all the others actually that Travel Alberta has chosen for the Remember to Breathe commercials. These commercials just make you want to live in Alberta, and lucky for me, I do. Even though it gets cold here, we do have beautiful scenery and lots to do. So to all my Scottish folks and anyone else out there thinking about coming to Alberta for a visit, check out travelalberta.com, and they've got all the things to do, places to go, and a list of events that are all around Alberta, and even some deals on there too, so check it out. Alberta is a great place to visit at any time of the year, and the mountains, well, come on, they are just beautiful any time of the year. Back to Will. If you like his song Rome, you can download on iTunes, but check out his website at www.ibreakstrings.com for all his music and tour dates. So up next, we have a song from Calgary band Reuben and the Dark. The song is Bow and Arrow and is from their album Funeral Sky. This is another great song featured in Travel Alberta's Remember to Breathe campaign. And a couple of their songs on the album remind me a bit of Mumford & Sons, but I'll let you be the judge of it when I play this song here. But you can catch them at the Banff Centre in Banff, obviously, March the 1st. And they're also playing at Epcor Centre, Calgary, March the 2nd. These guys are amazing. I just love them. And you can download their album from iTunes and check them out at rubenandthedark.com. And Ruben is R-E-U-B-E-N. rubenandthedark.com. Great song. So here you go. Take a listen. Bow and Arrow.
You're a bow and arrow, a broken guitar, while the rain water washes away who you are. We go over the mountains and under the stars. We go over the mountains and under the stars. You're a bow and arrow, a broken guitar, while the rain water washes away who you are. We go over the mountains and under the stars. We go over the mountains and under the stars. Won't you fold my hands over my heart, and I want you to close my eyes when it grows dark. Oh, we go over the mountains and under the stars. We go over the mountains and under the stars. We go the stars, we go over the mountains and under the stars.
A great song, and you know what makes you just want to go to the mountains. So anyway, that was the Ruben in the Dark. Such a great band. And talking of great bands, I went to see Edmonton folk group 100 Mile House a week ago at the Burt Church Theatre here in Airdrie. They were amazing, lovely harmonies. But myself and Kim Cheel met up with Peter Stone and Denise Mackay. They are the husband and wife duo from the band. After the show for a chat. So very nice couple and down to earth, my kind of folks. So take a listen to the interview and I'll be right back.
We moved to Canada 6 years ago, and so we played just duo shows in England for a while, just me and Denise. And then when we moved to Canada, we met Scott, and he really changed our sound a lot because he was like the perfect kind of third voice that we'd been looking for. And then so we went through, Scott's been on all the albums and played with us ever since we moved here. And I guess through the different albums, we've had sort of different configurations of bands. We used to have a lot more upright bass. And now we plan more with Andrew, who plays cello. So it's just sort of a natural progression of different... Sort of just, yeah, the instrumentation changes a little bit. And with that, the songwriting and the actual songs change a bit as well.
We think a lot more about string sections now.
Yeah.
It seems that you're not as resistant to organic growth as other bands maybe, and because based on what you say about the growth, so that will certainly open up a lot of doors for you musically, right?
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. We love trying new stuff, and everyone that we work with just seems to have like these awesome ideas that we might we would never think of, and everyone just keeps adding little bits, and it's pretty great.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
That makes it a little bit sustainable, hey? For a group, you don't go stale.
Yeah, it's nice to change.
And,
yeah. It's nice not to get,
you don't get bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's exciting for us as well, because we're not trying to rewrite the same song.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, we make a point of not trying to do that.
Who is your influences?
I'm not too sure. I guess it changes. We grow up with very different like musical upbringings. I listen to a lot of like rock and blues. Denise listened to a lot of Def Leppard and Bon Jovi. But I guess I think when I moved to Canada, I got an acoustic guitar instead of an electric, because there was like you only had to carry around a guitar then instead of an amp as well. Mm. And that changed what I listened to and what I played. And I guess now we're sort of influenced by just even bands that we see and play folk festivals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's just lots of modern folk bands that are really inspiring to watch, and they sort of challenge you, or they make you challenge yourself to sort of be better and to try different things. Wouldn't you say? Or
yeah, like you're always listening to different singer-songwriters and listening to their picking patterns on the guitar.
Yeah,
and you make a point of learning, because a lot of times people get one picking pattern and they kind of use that or base a lot of their songs around that. And Pete's like, no, I'm gonna learn like all these different picking patterns, even if it takes me a week of just like retraining my hands to play this one.
Because otherwise, because I don't like writing the same song with the same picking pattern. So that's part of that sort of evolving and changing stuff as well, is that, you just want to sort of challenge yourself. So yeah, we're influenced by a lot of what we listen to. And
Is there family, like has any of your family got music in the background there?
My dad always said it skips a generation. So my mum and my dad love music, and they probably go and see more live music than I do still.
Now, are your folks still back in England?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they're still in the house where I grew up.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, they go see lots of music, but it was my dad's parents who were really the musical sort of influences. My granddad was a pianist. Oh. I tell a story when we play about that's how he made his money. He was a pub piano player. And so he sort of taught me my first chords and my first. He used to play really good boogie woogie piano, and he'd always come over Friday nights and just play for like an hour. And I think that's where it all started, because I was just like in awe of this guy and what he could do. But yeah, my dad always says it skips a generation. So he played bass for like 2 months, played a couple of Oasis songs with me. And then
I love Oasis.
How about you? How did you start?
I started in junior high band playing. I really wanted to play the clarinet, and I was so mad that I didn't get assigned clarinet. I got assigned French horn. They had somebody on percussion. They couldn't do it, so they moved me back to percussion. And then I played percussion and drums all through high school, and played drums in a jazz trio. And started singing in high school a little bit, and then got an acoustic guitar, as you do. Wrote some pretty bad songs.
They weren't bad songs. They were great.
Some of them were.
So Peter, did you sing in the UK then, before you came over here? How long have you actually been in Canada?
So we moved back together 6 years ago, but I first moved here 11 years ago.
Okay.
And that's when Denise met in Toronto.
Okay.
So I did sing a bit in England, but it was like I couldn't really write songs and I wasn't very good. And then I came to Toronto and started just playing like 3 hours every Sunday night with a friend in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually how Denise met me, because someone said it was an open mic. And she looked in the paper and saw it was an open mic and came to my show, but it wasn't an open mic. But I let her play anyway, because she was a girl with a guitar. And then, and then she played like the whole night, because she was so much better than me and my friend. And then that's how we met, kind of thing.
But
she really helped. Like, I couldn't write a song worth anything before like I met Denise. Like, they were bad. All of them were bad.
No, they weren't. They're probably as good as my songs.
No.
As good as my first song.
So where did the name 100 Mile House come from?
We were playing shows in London. We're just called Denise and Pete, which is pretty much the worst band.
I feel like especially Pete, because it makes it sound like Denise a kids act or something.
So one day we were like, okay, we actually need a band name. And we had a map of Canada on our living room wall. And I was homesick all the time, so we were just looking at the map and I was like, hey, there's a town in BC called 100 Mile House.
What's your fondest musical memories?
Well, we played Edmonton Folk Fest this past summer, and one of our workshops was with my very favorite musician, pretty much, of almost of all time, Gregory Alan Isakoff. I love him. And I wouldn't say it was my best musical experience because I was terrified and I couldn't sing and I performed badly because he was sitting next to me and I just I couldn't concentrate. But that was a pretty great and special moment. Yeah. It wasn't our best performance by any means, but
it was pretty special. It was on like one of the side stage hills and there was lots of people there and it started raining and like the sun was out at the same time.
Oh.
It was just one of the moments where you're like, we're pretty lucky. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, this is all right.
Festival weekends are normally pretty memorable and pretty special. Like every time we've come down to Calgary and done that.
Yeah.
That's always a really memorable, special time.
Yeah, Calgary Folk Fest is incredible.
Yeah.
You won an award at that too, didn't you?
Yeah, we won the songwriting contest a couple of years. So we got to, every time you win, you get to perform your song at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played the year between that as well. So we got to go a few years in a row. So we just got spoilt rotten. And
And you were nominated for something, excuse my ignorance, WMCA, what is that?
Western Canadian Music Awards.
Okay.
So they have like the East Coast Music Awards and the Western Canadian Music Awards. So yeah, both
gosh,
of the last...
the East Coast, not the West Coast.
Mm.
But the last couple of albums have both been nominated for... like WCMAs and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
They recognised that young guy tonight, which was pretty awesome, actually. The one that did the video.
Yeah, it was really...
The cover of which song was it?
That was Better Still.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a really good job.
It's awesome.
And it was funny because a friend of ours saw him perform that just at an open mic about a year ago, and she filmed part of it and was like, I'm watching someone sing one of your songs at an open mic. And I was like, that's just a huge compliment.
So that's another... You know, how does that... That's got to be an insane feeling to see someone, you know.
I think it's
is that when, you know, is how do you know for you guys when you've made it? Is making it, you know, that big?
I don't think you ever do.
Yeah. I don't think there's that making it feeling, but there is definitely the moments happen where you feel like you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot, like, I've spoken to a lot of musicians that have that feeling of, like, sometimes you're like, am I supposed to be doing this? But then there's a moment when someone does that and, like, maybe they recorded a video and posted it and stuff. You're like, yeah, this is making a difference with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we must be doing something, right?
So they're really nice moments. And I think it is the biggest compliment. If someone takes the time to learn your song, he said he took a year and a half to learn the guitar part. Like,
so you're working on a new project, a new album?
Yeah.
So have you got a name or anything, or is it just on the beginning stages?
It's still at the beginning stages.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got to flesh it all out.
We're picking on the songs, right?
Yeah. Now. So we got narrowed down from like 20 to 12. So,
I love your harmonies, by the way.
Thanks. That's all her. I can't harmonize. Whatever.
You're all right. And where can people go to find your music?
To the English website. 100mile100milehouse.co.uk is where you can find everything. There's links to everything.
But we're on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
Bandcamp.
Great.
Yeah. Everything's up there.
But that's the home base for everything. You can find all the links on there. And yeah, everything goes through the website and we try and keep it up to date ourselves and stuff. So.
And that was our interview with Peter Stone and Denise Mackay. They say Mackay, but I say Mackay. But anyway, we had a great chat. Enjoyed that. But let's go straight into one of their songs, actually, which is called Better Still. And that is from their album Hollow Ponds, which, by the way, you can find on 100milehouse.co.uk. So yeah, check it out and take a listen to their song Better Still.
Time waits for no man, and he seems real impatient with me. Like dad sitting in the car while I'm checking the appliances. This year I'll make a change, maybe buy some saving bonds. I'd go all organic, but I simply haven't got the funds. So I'll be a better husband, a better friend. Eat less, stereo, count to ten. I'll call back home when I say I will. We could all be better still. I'm trying. I remember leaving school, thinking I could take my time. And for 10 short years, sitting in that frame of mind. What's your plans for the summer? Where did you sleep last night? Turn to how'd you get your mortgage? Our flat screen's bigger, right? So I'll be a better husband, a better friend. I'll write more letters, read books to the end. And I'll try more whiskeys and I'll drink less beer. I'll always try, my dear, but there must be something here to hold on to. Should learn to be more honest still. So next time I see my parents, I'll tell them how I really feel. I always wait far too long, throw it out for days and hours. They'll seem brighter when they're gone, so let's pick them up and make them ours. So I'll be a better husband, a better friend. I'll write more letters, I'll count to ten. I'll visit those places where we'd stand and stop. I'll make those calls I've been putting off. I'll make sure she knows that she's more beautiful than that night we met under that teal moon. And I'll make more effort with those folks back home. Days are all we own. Keep your loved ones close and home. We'll meet here soon.
Ah, yeah, that's a great song from 100 Mile House. Love it. Alrighty, so we are nearing the end of the show, and I have one more song for you from another Edmonton band called Tupelo Honey. These guys are playing an acoustic show at Bear Church Theatre here in Airdrie, February 28th. And the song I'm about to play is called Halo, and is from an album that they're actually currently working on. But you can check their music out on iTunes. This song is on iTunes for download. And also check the video for this song, because it's pretty cool on YouTube. So go to their website if you're looking for more information at tupelohoney.ca. And for tickets to their show at Bert Church Theatre, go to ticketpro.ca and search Bert Church Theatre. Okay, that's about it for this week. So just one last plug for the Vagina Monologues that's happening this Sunday. It's February 22nd at Bert Church Theatre. It's going to be a great show and it's for a great cause. So go to 3dcoaching.ca and click on VD 2015 and that'll take you to the link for the tickets. And I think that is as much as I can say for now until next week. So this is Karen McDonald. Thank you for listening to Culture Shake and take care. Thank you.